It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the nation's capital, shout out to AWOD. Steaming, nothing like getting a baton with a lead. And this brother gives me a lead every weekend that we compete. And Max, great to hear you being a big part of the morning show. It is getting set for a Monday night. They're rare. I mean, guys dream about playing on Monday night. Anybody that tells you it's just a regular game, they're lying to you. Because it's one of those things, Sunday night, Monday night, primetime. Primetime in the NFL, especially if your team has not been in the mix, it matters. It matters. And I know the two game, the stack Monday night, does have a little bit of draw. But, hey, man, you still, your numbers are still higher than they would be in a regular contest. So, Max, how's your game going, man? Did you have a great weekend? I know you're a heavy player.
Oh, yeah, I am playing heavy this weekend. I got a lot of college football, a lot of NFL that I like. So, yeah, I'm big on gambling this weekend.
Well, brother, I hope we're praying for you, man. We need you to win.
I do too, man. Hey, I'll take a second to brag here. Falcons money line on Monday night was one hell of a sweat, but my God, that was what a drive by Kirk Cousins.
You know, how do you not pull for Kirk?
Right.
I mean, the numbers, when I saw the numbers come up, it shows you how if you say something enough, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's what you remember that counts. They put those stats up. This guy has won so many games in clutch, but until I saw the stat, I would have never believed that. I mean, I would have thought the old narrative was that Kirk did. No, bull crap. Kirk has been winning these kind of games. He's been pulling these things out. But the lazy narrative is that he never wins when trailing, and that's just not true.
Yeah, his primetime thing, like the Kirk Cousins and primetime stats have kind of gone out the window, but they've got two games in a row in primetime, and it hurts to me. It's funny for me to say it because I really don't think that Sunday night we're going to see anything close to replicating, but I think that speaks more to the Chiefs' defense than anything. But the Eagles' defense needs to figure it out, man, and figure it out fast.
Yeah, I still this deal with the Jets and having the edge rusher now is almost, you can cover up the corner deal with zone and help and brackets. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an edge werewolf, it shows up like a black eye.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it kind of shows up for us, too, in the past couple games. Like, do we
everybody.
It hasn't been
and
a
little
it's
bit the
set.
Rare, it's the rare gem in the game. And I bring it up not to stir the pot, but to keep it real in that when you see T.J. Watt play, it's different. Bosa is different.
Like a bat out of hell. It's crazy.
Kid in Cleveland. It's just, so now we're starting to really focus in on now, how do you get an edge in today's game? Well, we know quarterback. We've been void of that. And I do believe, I mean, he's normal. He's human. He's young. He's missed some things, but he's also done some things no one else could have done. And we've been so void at that position. Now, I'm encouraged by the fact that we got a shot because there's only a dozen teams that have that type of individual at quarterback. And for so long, we've been the team that didn't. And now it's clear that you do. Now, it's got to mature. It's got to have some help. We understand all that. But this is the craziest feel that I've had in a long time because the ridiculous nature of pro football now in the summer, can we all agree now? This thing's broken. I understand they don't want to get people hurt, but you can't trick this game. They're trying to prepare something in a manner that's impossible to deliver in. You can't trick this. You got to grind to get the end result you want. And that's through physicality. You got to hit. You have to tackle to the ground. You have to play tackle football in order to get in condition for tackle football. And I don't care how much money you have, you can't get around it. Now, you can clutter the game up and dirty it up, and we're stuck on it because we're all addicts, and we'll just get through it. But how many rotten Septembers are we going to have to go through until we try to figure out a solution, a way to fix this? This is not it. Some of this football is terrible. And we say the same thing every year, and guess what? We'll be saying the same thing next year. Because we know that around October, getting into November, we'll be okay if you can survive it. Massive injuries coming across the board. So in the end, people are still getting banged up. Wouldn't you rather be banged up but have a better product? It's not like you're getting away. You're still getting banged up, and your product is mediocre. So I'm hoping that the canine community today, we can come up with some solutions, because I do think we have a better viewpoint on this than most. And we do have some rather sophisticated participants that we'll tap in today. Speaking of Tom Lavero, how lucky are we? Bottom of the hour. If you're running errands, speed it up or just delay it. Because we got a lot going on when it comes to baseball, and not just Shohei Ohtani, but we got some local front action that we are honored to have Dr. Lavero all to ourselves for a segment at 12:30. And then the locals, and we're pulling for all our locals to come out and, you know, get a win on. Shout out to all of the high school coaches and band leaders and snack bar participants and volunteers and everybody that lights up Friday nights. And that's the seed. That's the ground bearers that bring us this ultimate product. And I apologize for not honoring you even more and more, as we all should, because without you, we don't get any of this. And you are really it, and we appreciate everything that Friday Night Lights brings to us and all the great coverage that the DMV provides. And they really do a fantastic job of high school coverage of that, and not just football, but all the way across the board. And so we recognize that. We really do appreciate that. And Max, it's good, because I know that you're going to be playing it so hard that it's all good. Shout out to all of you that were part of making WNBA history. The Mystics coming out and showing up and showing out in the Indiana game. That's awesome. I mean, you just can't. I mean, that was setting the WNBA record.
Oh yeah, it was a record. It was crazy, man. I was coming home from my regular, you know, 40-hour week job, and I got on the train. I saw way more Caitlin Clark jerseys than I have ever seen Nationals jerseys on the train on a game day. It was packed.
Well, it's support of the game, and it's a beautiful thing. And no matter whom, I mean, but you're out there supporting it, and that's great. That the W has kicked that broom big time, established itself, and unfortunately, their push for the playoffs came up a little short, but the effort is there. And when you lose one of the best players in the league and your best player for an entire season, and you come up being competitive like that, it's all good. Yeah. And we are paying attention, and it does matter.
It's it's also tough for them, like, just on the Mystics. It's tough for them for the last two games where you really have a chance to lock up the playoffs. You're going up against the New York Liberty, who are WNBA powerhouse, and then you're going up against the best rookie to maybe ever grace the WNBA. It's just a tough 1-2 punch to end the season.
Yeah, but, you know, being playoff bound, everybody's going to be tough. Getting the playoffs, that's what it is. And this is what happens when you stub your toe early. You may have gave away some games you should have and could have won.
Yeah.
And now you got to pay the piper. And everybody lives through it. We've all been there and done that. It's a lot of fireworks, but this Ohtani thing, can't wait to tap into Levero about that. I mean, 50-50, or as the young folks say, 50-50. It's just remarkable. This brother is so smooth. Big fella steals bags, hits bombs, and the moment never seems to be too big for him.
And he's still got a few games left to go.
Miami, of all places, and the value of that baseball,
dude. I saw the scramble for that ball. There was this one kid who was fighting for it, and he just held on. He just kept holding on to the ball, and the guy kept yelling at him like, "Dude, I got this ball. I don't know what you're. I have no idea what." And then apparently the guy who got the ball just left the stadium immediately. Didn't talk to anybody. Just left. Which I think is the right move. You don't
negotiate. Did he take it from a kid?
No. Kid, it wasn't, it, also, it was not a, like a small child. It was a, it was, he was, the kid was like 16 or 17. But, the guy had the right call, I think, getting the hell out of Dodge with the ball, not speaking to anybody. Like, don't negotiate with me in the moment. We'll have our phone conversations, but I'm not going to let myself get talked into anything right then and there.
No. You get out of there and you go hire security.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't, that could be seven digits, man.
Yeah, I was hearing, this is based off tweets purely, but $5 million for the ball, like, that's just crazy.
Yeah, and I always, you know, you don't know if there was another ball, again, the authenticity. How you prove it was that one? I'm sure they can. I guess they know how. But it's amazing to me how big a thing it is for it to have been that ball as opposed to just a ball. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I do. Because it's also just keeping track of just balls in the MLB, I feel like, is not something that is a thing, but you know, I don't know the inner workings.
But is it really that big a thing for that particular ball?
For that ball, for a 50, for the first 50-50 ever, I think it's, I mean, I'm not gonna, I'm not
just
a collector,
saying, can
so
we
I don't
really
know.
Trust any of it?
No, of course not.
Well, I mean, as corrupt as most things are,
this is true.
Do we really, really believe that it's actually the ball everybody says it is? That's the thing I would question.
Yeah.
But at that amount of money, man, it's frightening. To what people would do to pull that away from you, you might be in a world of trouble.
Yeah, man, that's another reason why you get the hell out of Dodge immediately.
Yeah, you're right, and that was probably good. It's probably good that they had it. It was in Florida, a place that might have been empty. Miami had the Dodgers not been there, and then for the majority of the people that were there had to be Dodger fans. So, no, interesting. And then you're right. Like, you hit it on the nose. It's not over. Yeah, it is not over. But I know a lot on our minds. And this Nats information is still kind of rattling my brain.
Yeah, it's kind of puzzling. It's a tough second half for Abrams, but I mean,
yeah, what do you hear about CJ? I mean, CJ, this has been up. We're talking about an all-star.
Yeah, man. Like, it's interesting that you have a bad second half and then it's just immediately, like, to AAA with you. Now, there have been some rumors about his whereabouts, but I'm not going to, you know, give those any
credence. No, I understand that. But it's also you can fix something. If you're not in the hunt.
Right.
And you're looking at a guy that has this, he has a huge upside.
Yeah.
So isn't it best?
And he's like, he also seemed to be open to being coached. I mean, like, they were telling him, because when he was hitting dingers in the first half of the season, he was like, yeah, I need to pull it more. And then one of the coaches was like, no, you don't. And so he seemed kind of, you know, more open to just adjusting and taking these adjustments with stride and stuff like that. But it's coach's decision. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, our trust in Rizzo, that's the key.
Yeah, that's true.
That you trust in the people up top, and they've got a lot of young faces and new places, and you definitely look trying to establish pillars, and you don't want to lose or have one of those subtracted when you've got Dylan Cruz, these guys coming up and all showing that that they're keepers. But, you know, you can't talk people into things. They got to work their way into things.
It's true.
And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, next. You know, I found the worst thing you can do is fall in love with people that the formula doesn't work with. Let it work, then fall in love. Don't fall in love and it's not working, because now you're just creating heartache on yourself. That's your fault. Yeah, that's your fault. Speaking of that, we'll talk about some of the things I've heard all week about as we dissect our units, offense, defense, and special teams. What unit needs to tighten its belt first and why? Right here on Overtime when we return.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Overtime. Boy, you mentioned Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, and the Illini. And I'll tell you what, them Hoosiers, I saw them beat up on my Bruins, man. This is no joke. And any of you that watch JMU, you know what I'm talking about. You talking about coaching? He reminds me of Terry Donahue so much. That's why there's no real secrets. You can tell when people have their crap together, especially when it comes to football. It's just a very hard thing to BS people once they've... Now, you have to have been through a successful program to understand what it's like. But once you've done that, you get it. And you know, you can tell the used car... Well, nothing against that. Some of my best friends are used car salesmen. I hate to even use that analogy. But people that are trying to slick, you know, oil... sell you snake oil. or opposed to, like the people we've had here recently, as opposed to now. It may not work the way you want it to work, but you have to have a sense to if you hit it in the right direction. And, you know, we got to work some things out, no doubt. But I feel like we're headed in the right direction. And that's important. Because if you're not, by the time you find out you've taken the wrong route, you're so far from home, you may die from some lack of supplies. It happens that way. That's why Monday night, there's so many questions that are going to be answered. And the number one for me is defensively. It is defensively. I mean, it's about establishing pressure. And you tapped me with another injury update in the break. And it sounds like we're going to be a little even thinner at the end position.
Yeah, Cleveland Farrell will be just broke. Dan Quinn just announced it at the presser. So Cleveland Farrell will be out on Monday night. So it looks like we're going to get more. We're going to see more Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and we're going to see more Jamin Davis. So okay. I will be locked into watching our edge rushers on Monday.
Yeah, well, and that's a position that we can say they owe us. They got an IOU, and we're waiting on it. And look, they're going up against that position, that left tackle, right tackle position we talk so much about. And the Bengals, everybody's kind of trying to figure it out now. Here's the good news about September. King Kong really hadn't woken up yet. So you got a chance. You got a chance to jump on somebody, catch somebody a little bit off guard before they wake up and before they get it together. And it could very well be now. I mean, it's possible that, that could happen. So, I don't know. I think all of this is going to catch us a little bit off guard. We got to see it. So much talk about, you know how much wide receiver talk that we've had. And the unknown is that, do we have people not getting open? Are we not seeing people? Probably a little bit of both. But you can work it out by just running that ball. And I think we're doing a really good job of that time of possession. You notice how we've been able, I always refer to it as hogging the ball. We've been able to hog the ball. But when you hog that ball and you end up with 7 as opposed to 3, now you're playing the fight song. I'm not mad at the 3. End up with the player of the week. But can you imagine if we turn half of those into 7?
Yeah, if we didn't, if our offensive line didn't shoot our offense in the foot,
yeah,
it would have been great if only. So I'm hoping that we, clean it up a little bit. There have been talks about cleaning it up. I think they said that there's going to be if need be, we can go to silent count. So hopefully the false start and all
that. You don't want to do that. Now you give up one of the few advantages you have.
Yeah,
and that is a snap count.
That's only if it's loud. Let's hope it's not loud.
Nobody has that. We got time to get Mitchell on before the break.
Sure. Yeah, we can get Mitch in.
All right, let's try that. Mitchell, good morning.
How you doing, Doc? Happy weekend. Thanks for taking my call. Another beautiful
Better
day.
Than never, brother.
These doubleheaders, what's next? A triplehead on Mondays? Should have a matinee and an evening one. But,
hey, man, don't hate. They're just trying to make money.
Oh, they are. They're trying. They've done. And more. Actually, they have some extra under the table. So it only pays tax. It's not going to do us any good anyway. I'm hoping I'm disappointed to see Farrell not be able to play. He was a fourth pick in the first round for the Raiders a couple of years, and it's kind of turned around. I think it was with the 49ers last year. But we had to keep. I want to see our running game go. We got to keep Barr off the field, let him rest, keep our offense on. And with baseball, I'm liking the Woods and the Cruz and Abrams. I hope we can keep him for a long time. I think we'll be okay next year. And you got to love what Shohei Ohtani did the other night. That is, I think it's the best game I've ever seen. I've heard somebody mention about Rick Wise no-hitter, and the guy hit two home runs. This guy almost came up a second time tonight, and he could have hit a fourth home run. I guess no one's ever hit five. 10 RBI, two solo, 51, he's 52, 52, man. Who would have thought that he had blades and speed like Reed Anderson? I think he should just give up pitching. Let him just be a center fielder and just focus on him. Can you imagine what could be next the following year?
I just don't know how you can tell a man who can pitch not to pitch. It's easy for us that can't pitch to say that. He can pitch.
He can.
So, yeah, he's not just an average pitcher. He's a beast. So, hey, if you can do that, I'm with you. I understand what it might be, but we're just saying that because we can't do it. Anytime you have that kind of talent, go for it. Yeah. Even if just a reliever. Yeah. Now, I don't know about – I would spot duty, maybe having him as a closer, maybe having him spot. I mean, I think I'd like to have the option of doing all of that.
Well, and I think he could do it. Maybe win the Cy Young next year. But who is
– who knows? Well, we're going to ask Tom Lavero coming up, Mitch. Appreciate you as always, brother. Have a great weekend. All right, good deal. Yeah, and that's why we're lucky. Because when we don't know – we just ask an expert, and that expert will join us when we come back. How about that, Max? Max, this is why being in the business is so much fun. You get a chance to introduce a legend like Tom Lavero right in the midst of a man making history in Shohei Ohtani, and ask a guy that does this big time, is he impressed by it? And you've been impressed by it and have seen a lot of greatness, Mr. Lavero. What say you about Shohei Ohtani?
Well, Doc, thanks for having me on, first of all. I've never seen anything like this in all the years I've been watching the game. I mean, this is as historic a season as we've ever seen in baseball.
Max and I just discussed, and we were also with Mitch, one of our favorites, who called in and said, and I've heard others say it, I wouldn't pitch him. And I go, but if you had that kind of talent, I think you would want to put it on display, if for not anything other than maybe being a closer as opposed to a starter. How do you look at that, Tom?
I mean, most people would tell you pitchers are generally more valuable than hitters. Good starting pitchers are hard to come by. But at this point, given where he is in his career, coming off Tommy John surgery, I'd be reluctant to mess with this kind of greatness. So I don't know if I'd put him back on the mound again. Even though, again, pitchers like him, and he's one of the great pitchers we've seen in a while, too, are hard to come by. This is just something we've never seen before. I don't think I would mess with that. Unless he insisted. Let's face it. He's a 500-pound elephant right now. I mean, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would insist. But if he insisted and you want to keep your guy happy, then that's a different story.
Yeah, we were talking, and I know that our dear friend Kevin Sheehan may be the only guy to have an answer for this. The value of that baseball, and that young man who got it was smart to have left the arena because, I mean, I'd be scared to death to have possession of that and be seen publicly.
I would say you start at $1 million and you go from there. I would say that's how much the ball is worth from what I've read. It's been a long time since we had a baseball of that kind of value. We had, the whole steroid era of baseballs with Mark McGwire's home run and then Barry Bonds' home runs and the cost of those balls. I think the Bonds home run went for maybe $3 million, mm-hmm. and it was bought by some rich video game developer or comic book illustrator mm-hmm. who then put an asterisk inside of it, and now that's on display at the Baseball Hall of Fame. But it's been a long time since we've seen a ball with this kind of worth. So I think you start at $1 million and you go from there.
Mm. Don't know what you've heard or not, but I was wondering, have you taken a look at C.J. Abrams, and is there any idea as to what has happened of late since the All-Star break in terms of what's gotten in his head or mind and what has brought about this certain lack of consistency in his game?
Well, he just got sent down to the minor leagues this morning. Mm-hmm. The Nationals just sent him down on September 21st, mm-hmm. option to the minor leagues. There are no minor league games going on, I might want to point out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's got no place to play. So this is a banishment. It's not just a demotion. It's clearly a message. There were reports in Chicago that C.J. Abrams, who's struggling right now, was out mm-hmm. to 8 o'clock in the morning today at a Chicago casino. I mean, I don't know if those reports are verified or not, right. but they're out there. So this is a message from Mike Rizzo saying, you haven't done anything yet to warrant that kind of off-the-field behavior. I mean, it's an embarrassing demotion for C.J. Abrams.
Yeah, and you have to look at this as Rizzo doing what's best for the young man and the organization and be 100% behind it. Yeah, we at the beginning of the show, less than 30 minutes ago, a little bit over 30 minutes ago, when we got wind of this, I said, well, there's nobody better in the country than they have coming on to Tom Lavero, who will have wind of it or have an idea. I mean, not that this is uncommon or not happened before, but he just seemed like he was able to correct himself with his plate appearances, you know, his fielding.
Yes, he was coming out of the slump, mm-hmm. which makes this even worse, which makes this clearly everybody knows what's going on here, and it's not necessarily performance-based. Look, Mike is a tough guy. Mike Rizzo is a tough guy. He won't tolerate. He's not afraid to do that. I remember when Sean Kelly, a relief pitcher for them a few years ago, showed up Davey Martinez on the mound, taking him out of a game when Kelly, and then Kelly slammed his glove on the mound down in anger. He was gone after that. Mike Rizzo won't put up with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, like I say, love is leadership. And you have to have somebody that draws the line in every organization. And if you don't, then the alphas will run you out. They'll run you over. And so that's important. This is something that we'll definitely keep our eyes on. It. Tom, legendary columnist of the Times, Tom Lavero, joining us right here on Overtime. DOC and Max.
Doc, here's part of the problem with this young team. They don't have much, if any, veteran leadership in that clubhouse.
No,
because the Learners weren't willing to spend any money in the offseason mm-hmm. to bring in any veterans of note. And this is kind of the issue when you have a very young team. Somebody or more than one person in the clubhouse has to set a standard for what's tolerated and what's not. A lot of times this is done in-house by the veterans, you know, but you have mostly an entire, you know, young roster with no, you know, veteran presence like a Howie Kendrick was when he was here for a couple of years, or Max Scherzer as a pitcher. Nobody like that to basically ride herd over the clubhouse. This is one of the reasons they desperately need to spend some money next year and bring in some veteran leadership that can produce power at the plate. This is one of the drawbacks of having a young team.
Yeah, a team that had been really aggressive on the base paths,
Yeah.
And then, but when it doesn't work, then you end up getting picked off, man, like ducks in a pond. But I understood why they were so aggressive because, again, lacking that thumper or those series of thumpers in the lineup. It has been interesting to see this, but we're hoping that, and for the most part, the prospects have been better than advertised.
Yes, they have hit on a lot of young players with a lot of young players in the minor league system, particularly pitchers we haven't even seen yet up at the major league level. But what they, I mean, and Davey Martinez talked about it recently. He wants to see how this team performs in important September games. They didn't get to do that this year. They could have if they had put together a roster that was a little bit more competitive. That's part of the development process for young players. How can you play when you're three games out of the wild card in September and you got a big series coming up? They don't have that experience yet. They need to have that next year. That has to happen. Okay? They can't waste the years of James Wood and Dylan Cruz. They can't afford to waste any years because, as we know, once they hit free agency, they're gone. So next year will be their first full seasons here. They can't afford to waste those years.
Tom Lavera, what does your experience tell you about this Juan Soto deal? Should we think that there's a outside shot at this, or are we being played by agents?
Doc, there is a better chance of the Learners changing the team name to Redskins than them signing Juan Soto to a $600 million contract. That's the chance that Juan Soto, that they're going to pay Juan Soto to come. Juan Soto is very happy in New York. He's going to wind up with one of the two New York teams, either the Yankees or the Mets. Most likely the Yankees. He's very, very happy there. I was just talking to somebody who knows Juan very well up at Camden Yards the other day, says he's very happy with the Yankees, and the Yankees will pay so that this illusion of him come. The front office in Washington doesn't even know if ownership will put up the money that they'll need next year just to add a couple of additional bats, let alone sign the richest free agent in the history of baseball. So, no, that's not happening.
Well, we heard that loud and clear. That is very good. Well, brother, it's always good to hear your voice. Got to ask you about the Commanders before we depart. What's your gut tell you about Monday night?
Not good. I don't see how this Commanders defense can stop Joe Burrows from putting up, I don't know, 30, 35 points. And I don't see how the Commanders offense can match that. Look, I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan. I like what I've seen from this kid
for the
first two games. His composure, his poise, you know, you don't see the happy feet that you see from rookie quarterbacks. You don't see him back there without an answer. Now his answer are his legs usually, and sometimes that happens too much, but he does not seem overwhelmed by the moment like a lot of young quarterbacks do. Zero interceptions in two games. I think that's an important stat. Shows how he values protection of the ball. But Terry McLaurin, 6 catches for 22 yards, that can't happen. That can't keep going on. They're going to have to extend the field at some point. I don't know if it's this week or not. Because, you know, they can hold on to the ball like they did against the Giants with time possession. Mm-hmm. And that may be their only shot against the Bengals. But I just think that Cincinnati's offense will be too strong for the Washington defense to stop.
Yeah, I love our backfield. There are a lot of things. I trust 5. There's some things. He's left some points. They all have. But from where we were to where we are now is light years ahead. We had no shot before. Now at least we're in the game. And I think that makes a big difference. If they can just score. Possessions, great. Field goals are nice. But we got to score touchdowns to beat a good team. And we got to stop somebody at some point and get some pressure off the edge. Right now, man, we got nothing happening when it comes to real pressure. Tommy, appreciate you, man. Cigars on me.
Always an honor to be on with you, buddy.
Oh, my brother. Hey, man, thank you. Next smoke's on me. That is Tom Lavero, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. To break we go here at 1247 in the nation's capital. DOC, Mad Max with you here on Overtime. Welcome back to Overtime, DOC. And Max, thanks once again to the legendary Tom Lavero. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The Odyssey app is, again, I'm just screaming, giving it a fun bunch, high five, always free and available on it. Urge you to tap in to that. And we are honored to have Dr. Sabah join us this morning. Good doctor, how are you?
Well, I was good, but when I first got on hold, Doc, but now my Tar Heels is stinking up the joint. Onside kick, a block or punt. I'm like, they gave it up 25 points to James Madison. The first quarter ain't over yet.
It's Saturdays can be tricky, man, because it's all based on the maturity of your class.
It's being outcoached. We hadn't heard when we came around, when we finally got the ball on offense, scored two touchdowns. I like that Jacoby Brisbane quarterback we got. He reminds me of Jacoby Brissett, kind of a pocket passer that can be athletic as well. You know, I'm prone to those people. So anyhow, I want to comment about anyway. I apologize to Mitchell last week, so I said today I'm going to definitely seek him out, even though I'm watching football to call because you know I'm a canine. I got to keep up. You know. Canine alert.
Oh, no, so, it's a great weekend. I mean, it's college football. We had a great Friday night lights in high school. It's been spirited. We always got you in mind.
Thank you. All right. Can I chime in about my theory? My theory on passing touchdowns being down and the new wave of quarterbacks that we're seeing. And can I do that, Doc? I may be off base, but it's my theory. So, I definitely believe in the pass-first quarterback. That's well stated. I've told you that a million times. Like Patrick Mahomes, he can run, but he's pass-first. That C.J. Stroud, he's a pass-first guy. He has mobility. He's pass-first, obviously. You know, Kirk Cousins, pass-first. He can move around, too. Josh Allen, you know. And now we're seeing it with Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. And I was thinking, when a guy comes in, we're talking about the offense, and everybody's praising our offense for not turning the ball over, and, you know, we have zero touchdown passes. When you come in and you run, and you just run, and run, you know, as a quarterback, you then have what I call collateral damage. Your teammates kind of get a little bit ignored, like, where's Terry? So I make it like the point guard in basketball. So when Kayla Clark came into the league, everybody was like, oh, she's going to be a ball hog. She's a great shooter. She's a great scorer. You know, she's going to do this. She's going to ignore her team. And what did she do when she came in, Doc? She passed the ball. And then what did she do? Turnovers. Because her teammates weren't quite ready for it. They weren't even expecting, but she did that. Then once that got fixed and they caught up to her, now their games have elevated. Now I know who Kelsey Mitchell is. I know who Lexi Hall is. I knew Aaliyah Boston was, but I didn't know she was on that team. I didn't know Indiana had a team before Caitlin got there. So then Caitlin started scoring because she knows she can score, but she wanted to make sure she got her teammates involved first. And that's what I want to see from Jalen. I know you can run. I want you to pass the ball. I don't want it to be Terry's the best thing on earth, and now where's Terry? I want you to pass the ball. If you throw interceptions, I'm okay with it. Pass the ball. Let's figure out if you can do that. We know you can run. We know that. So if you're going to be a long-term answer on my team, and if I'm the coach and I'm the GM and the owner, I want to know, can you pass the ball when you have to pass the ball? I already know you can run. Because if you can't pass the ball, I really don't want you to sit here and run around and be the next Lamar Jackson who can't pass when you need to pass, or Jalen Hurts who cannot pass from the pocket when you need to pass. Then I end up paying you a lot of money and we have zero championships.
Yeah,
so that's
we're
my theory.
Up against a hard break.
Thank you, sir.
Your points are very well taken, and I think it'll prove out this week because it's been anybody that's seen the All 22 knows that there are people that have been open. Keep your eye on Luke McCaffrey. This guy is a hidden gem. Sabah, God bless. Have a beautiful weekend, and hail to the W. And that's going to take us up to the top of the hour. Stick and stay.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.